This meeting is being recorded.
I recognize that song. Hey, what's up? What's up, Seahawk fans? It's Brett and producer Katie.
Hello.
Hanging out with you this morning, checking out the headlines, checking out the hot topics.
What are Seahawk fans talking about, producer Katie?
We're going to find out this morning. Thanks for joining us. Whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on a podcast app, we appreciate you guys being here. Man, am I looking forward to this Miami Dolphins game. This Seattle Seahawks potential beatdown of a backup quarterback. Oh, are you guys pumped? Leave it in the comments. How are you feeling about the game? Are you fired up? Something Katie and I used to do on our old morning radio show/podcast, morning extravaganza.
It's called the Brett Davern Show. The episodes are still out there.
Yeah, there's like 2,000 hours of it. Anyway, we used to say, put in the emoji that best describes how you're feeling. So throw that in the comments. What is the emoji that best describes how you're feeling about the Seahawks as they head into the Dolphins game? And also just how you're feeling about the Seahawks in general this year. Have a chance to be 3-0! Coach Mack, undefeated up to this point. Katie, shall we get to the news?
We
shall.
And
the breaking headlines.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's some sound for you.
The Seahawks reveal the uniform combo for week 3 versus the Dolphins. Brett?
Okay, it's a home game. Let me guess. Standard blue on blue, not much to report here.
Let's call it navy on navy. And
sorry, yeah.
Even further, what is it? It's college. It's like the college uniform.
College navy?
Yeah, so it's like college on college.
Extra educated for the Miami Dolphins. Yeah.
We're going to school them.
I'm just trying to Google, what is the Seahawks' record when wearing uniforms? Like, can we try to figure out numbers, you know?
I feel like the action green is the best uniform in the NFL.
Aha! I have it.
They have to win more while wearing that. Yes, Brett.
You think it's the best?
Yeah.
Even some Seahawk fans think it's a bit loud.
Oh, it's the worst, but that's kind of why it's the best.
I have it right here. Check this out. AI, fast. The Seahawks have a 65-26 record in the all-Navy uniforms. It's their most successful uniform combination, largely due to the fact that they wore them at home more than any other place since 2012, and they've done a lot of winning at home. So there you go, Hawks fans, on your Blue Friday. The fact that they're going blue on blue possibly means good things for your blood pressure and good things, hopefully, for the Seahawks.
What are you talking about? Seahawks fans still have high blood pressure even when they're winning. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
We need to get a blood pressure sponsor.
Yeah, we do. Do you have more breaking news over there?
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, hold on. There's a sound.
And okay. Earl Thomas are among the first-year eligible nominees for the Pro Football Hall of Fame class of 2025.
Hell yeah, they are.
Hell yeah, they are.
Oh, did you want like an opinion or something?
Here's
the opinion
about
I'll
time.
Give you. Yeah, they should have put them in yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we waiting for? Let's go. I think they have to wait 5 years after they retire, so this must be the fifth year. Put both of them in, put them in this year, put them in together, put them in as the first members from the team of the LOB era to go in. Why not?
They're the first boomers to go in the Hall of Fame.
How dare you? How dare you?
What the hell is going on out there?
That was rude. I think so. Why not? Put them in. You look at the numbers, they speak for themselves. Earl Thomas's time as the free safety of the Seahawks, he was feared by everybody. He not only has the stats for picks, tackles, you know, whatever other kind of statistical thing you want to look at for him, but it was a vibe that Earl brought. The entire league knew that he was back there. The entire league was afraid to, you know, throw it towards his side of the field. And the hits, the physicality that he brought to the game. He was legendary. 713 tackles, only 2 sacks, but 12 forced fumbles.
Wow.
You kidding me? 6 fumble recoveries. He recovered half as many as he punched out. 30 interceptions and 4 defensive touchdowns for the career. He started the defense. He was kind of the first one here for what it became. The awards speak for themselves. Super Bowl champion, 3-time first team All Pro, two-time. God, I'm so excited I can't even talk. 2-time second team All Pro in 11 and 17. 7-time Pro Bowler. Member of the 2010s All-Decade Team, Consensus All-American, that's from college, and First Team All-Big 12, that's from college as well. So, I mean, the guy is just an absolute legend, and absolutely should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And if it's not on the first ballot, he's going to get in, but he should be in on the first, if you ask me. Who else was it that is nominated?
Earl Thomas, Marshawn Lynch.
A young man named Marshawn.
Who?
Marshawn Lynch.
Who?
Marshawn Beast Mode Lynch. Yeah. Put him in. Put him in right now. I think years ago they would have thought maybe they don't put him in because of his relationship with the media and how he didn't give them much. I would argue that actually in not giving them anything, he gave them everything.
How so?
Well, it's like a stand-up comedian that they get more material if sort of the more salacious person is elected. You know what I mean? Like, they might not like it. They might not have voted for him, but hey, they get a lot of material.
Sure.
So not saying anything and saying, I'm just here so I don't get fined and I'm just about that action and repeating that. They hated it at the time. But if you can look back on it now, he actually gave you the biggest or probably most clicks of some of their careers. So put him in. And everything he does is gold. He's TV gold. His speech would be gold. Whatever he would do, actually, when they announce that he's being inducted, is going to be gold. Maybe
he's
he doesn't
so
even
beloved.
Give a speech.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he just does something like whatever very Marshawn-ish.
People love it. Yeah.
He's Marshawn being Marshawn.
Yeah.
So put him in. And the bust would be amazing of him. The likeness that they would do in bronze would be incredible. We talked about Earl's stuff, so we should talk about his. He's got over 10,000 yards. I mean, close to 10,500 yards. He ends with 10,413, 4.2 yards per rush, Katie. So on average, every time they hand him the ball, he goes over 4 yards. So for his career, you could just hand him the ball on every play, and he would just get first down after first down after first down because 4 yards, then 4 yards, then 4 yards. So just hand him the ball on every play is what I'm saying, especially if you're on the 1-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Too soon?
Oh.
That might have been too quiet. Anyway, Super Bowl champion, first team All-Pro, second team All-Pro, 1-time for each of those, 5-time Pro Bowler, 2-time NFL rushing touchdowns leader, member of the 2010s All-Decade Team, a member of the rookie team, a first team All-American in college. There's some college stuff. Where was I in the stats? Oh, 85 touchdowns for the career. Receptions, 287, over 2,000 yards receiving and 9 receiving touchdowns. And the thing about the Hall of Fame is it's about numbers, it's about wins, it's about Super Bowls, but it's also about the person. Mm-hmm. And I love Marshawn. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love Marshawn? Put him in. What else you got over there?
Well, I have a question for you, Brett.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Dolphins' first-round rookie pick, Chop Robinson?
Ooh. Tell me more about him.
Well, he is the second best defender this season behind Brooksy.
Okay.
Jordan Brooks.
Extra, read all about it.
But only 1 solo tackle, which was for a loss to his credit, and no sacks.
Okay.
But the defensive coordinator, Anthony Weaver, said that, quote, from a number standpoint, production hasn't been there. But if you watch the tape and you see how close he is, all he can do is give energy and effort. With a law of numbers, the production will come.
I like what you're doing here, Katie. You're bringing up a name pregame that we might not be thinking about or mentioning on another show. But maybe as we watch the game, we should be aware of this player on the other team.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for educating
Plus
me this morning,
Plus, his name's Chop Robinson.
Hell yeah.
That's a sweet name.
Dude, thanks. I'm going to look out for him.
Chop.
But hopefully he's not anywhere around Geno Smith this weekend. Hopefully what I'm seeing is our offensive line and Charbonnet or McIntosh or tight ends who have to chip to help out. Hopefully what I'm seeing is them put this guy on his back.
Right.
But at least I know his name and I can root for him in other games down the line. Thank you, Katie.
Yep.
Oh, thanks for the good news.
What else you got?
I got an article about Ryan Tannehill.
Also, this show is supposed to be only like a couple minutes long and we don't have a title for it. Just keep that in mind as we keep going.
Here's why Ryan Tannehill hasn't reunited with the Dolphins despite ongoing interest in NFL return.
So here you're talking about Tua being out. He might be out an extended amount of time. We have no idea. And the big question is who will play quarterback for the Dolphins if Skylar Thompson can't give it a go?
He says to why he hasn't signed.
Sorry, but he can give it a go, but meaning if Skylar Thompson is not what they need him to be.
Quote, nothing really felt right through free agency, and through that, I had a lot of peace with it. If something comes down the road, whether that's training camp, maybe a guy goes down on a team, you never know what's going to happen, but I'm not waiting on pins and needles for that call. He wants to join the team from the beginning of the season rather than week
three. Or know he's going to be there the whole time, and with Tua getting the big contract and Tua being the, you know, just warrior that he is and wanting to come back, he might end up coming back and Tannehill doesn't want to then be replaced, which makes sense as a vet. But you hear that, Dolphin fans? He doesn't want to come back. So there you go. You're stuck with Skylar Thompson, at least for this weekend. But as Lofa and I talked about on our show, backup quarterbacks for the Seahawks sometimes, or against the Seahawks, I'm sorry, do sort of well sometimes. So I say all this with a little bit of nerves because they do have some receivers, Katie, and they have a hell of a running back who also happens to be on my fantasy team.
Oh my
so
gosh, stop. I know I'm he's on your fantasy. My goodness.
I'm caught in the middle.
Question
all this
for you, Brett.
Yeah.
Which team after this weekend will remain undefeated?
Ooh, that.
Other than the Seahawks.
Is a good question. Yeah. Well, okay, so let's see, what 2-0 teams are really playing? So you have Houston and Minnesota are both 2-0 and they're playing each other.
Okay.
So one of them has to lose there. I'm going to say, ooh, this is a tough one actually, because CJ Stroud's balling out and I've been heaping praise on him, so I can't go against him. And then Darnold though, Trojan, Lofa loves that guy and he's been balling out with Minnesota. He's got weapons in Justin Jefferson. Stroud's got weapons down there in Houston, maybe more. Oh, it's in Minnesota, though. 10 a.m. game, Sunday, CBS. Give me Houston to go on the road and shock the Minnesota Vikings.
I was going to say
Vikings. Undefeated.
No, yeah, Vikings supposed to be undefeated, yeah.
Okay, but the Chargers and Pittsburgh are both playing each other, too. One of those teams will also remain undefeated.
Chargers
both
will remain undefeated.
Really?
Yeah.
You got Harbaugh going into the Berg and taking down the Steelers?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think things seem a little rocky over there.
With the Steelers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This one, actually, if things don't go so great for Fields, could mean Russ comes in the next one. If Harbaugh does go in there and beat him.
Mm-hmm.
You like Harbaugh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll stick with Harbaugh. It's a show decision. The Buccaneers are 2-0. They're taking on the 0-2 Bo Nix Denver Broncos.
Oh,
Tampa's going to stay.
Yeah,
they'll probably go 3-0 there. And then you got Seattle. We know what's going to happen there. We know what we hope is going to happen there. And then Kansas City taking on the Falcons. Falcons just beat the Philadelphia Eagles. They could shock the world. Do you believe in Kirko?
I believe in Kurt Cobain.
I think Mahomes and the boys take care of business. And then, so I guess we're kind of just going with all the undefeated teams, actually.
Oh. Well, okay.
So, and then we missed Buffalo. Does Buffalo beat Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of undefeated teams after this weekend. Or we're just a bunch of, like, homers who always just have the favorites. I don't know. If you guys agree, disagree, put it in the chat. They're probably going to get a bunch of homer comments right now.
Yeah, well.
Who do you guys think remains undefeated after this season? And who you guys like in those matchups? What else you got, Katie?
That's all I got, Brett.
That's it for the whole show? Oh, man. Cool.
Seahawks?
Yeah. Seahawks. The Seahawks will win. Where's my other soundboard? Oh, here it is. Well, cool. Thanks, Katie.
Yeah. Thank you, Brett.
There it is.
Thanks for letting me join from your daughter's art room.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, look. Katie and I just figured we'd get together, go over some headlines from time to time, fill you guys in on what's happening in the world of Seahawks and what we think about it. We're winging it. And we'll see what it becomes.
We're winging it, that's for sure.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of it. If you got comments, drop them down there below. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you want to hear more of. I'll see you at the game this weekend. If you're out there at Lumen, make sure you say hi. I think we're going to walk through some of the tailgates on the way in, too.
Ooh.
So we'll see if I even make it inside.
I'll have FOMO.
Check us out on social media for the All Day podcast. It's at All Day Family. Check Katie and I out on Instagram. It's at BDav for me, at Katie LeClaire for Katie.
But I spell it funny. So good luck trying to find it. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Go Hawks.
That's it. Bye.
The recording has stopped.